Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello, and welcome in to another episode of Farm to Fame. We got a different looking crew today. I love it. I'm Kelsey Wingert. Check out, it's Talking Jake. Talking Jake's with us today. We got BBD in the corner, but we are very excited to be joined by Reggie Crawford today. Everybody, hello. Welcome into Farm to Fame. How's everybody doing? Snaps?
I'm giving it to you first.
There we go. How are we doing, guys? I appreciate you guys having me on here. I'm definitely excited.
I'm the same, man. I know Peter was flying out to Australia, and Maddie kind of gave me the look like, we might need you. And now I feel, I mean, I'm dressed up today, but I've easily got the worst smile on camera right now. Like, I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
I'll give you your props. I wouldn't say that.
I mean, you too. Damn. Come on.
I'm just is the outfit off. For Well-Dressed Wednesday, is that why we're in a collared shirt and a blazer?
Kels, I don't.
I should have thrown this thing on.
We've got this blazer back here. You don't
want to put that on. Oh, please do.
Kels, you would laugh. We had like a serious business meeting today that I didn't have to be serious at, but I decided to kind of like fake flex on everyone. And they were just like, everyone laughed at me. And that's kind of the standard operating procedure. So that's where I'm
Reggie, at. When we're done recording, I want you to go on Jake's Instagram and specifically look at the post for Well-Dressed Wednesday and just look at the collection of outfits that he has displayed compared to the one that you see him in.
Yeah, I'll check it out
today.
we became Instagram friends yesterday. There was actually some talk. Reggie, you let me know. You know, I heard we were going to link up. I sent the friend request out there. I followed, and I got a couple looks. Actually, Maddie, who's normally with us, was like, I don't know if I would have done that. I think I would have waited for the meeting, and I was like, nah. I saw what my guy was about, and I'm giving that follow. I'm not shy about
it. My God, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
He followed back. No big
deal. That's right.
Jake's like honestly the most famous person in the company. So
stop.
No, I mean, it's insane. But if you guys aren't familiar with Reggie, he was drafted 30th overall this past year out of UConn. He's the two-way sensation that we've heard out of UConn. Dude can hit, dude can pitch. He's with the Giants now. And it's been really cool to get to know who you are a little bit more, because you've been able to really be on our side of things, kind of what we do at John Boy Media. You've been vlogging for 2 years. You're really into YouTubing. I know that you know how to edit. You know the technology behind it. You walk around with the camera like we see our people do. And you got to check out HQ today. So what'd you think?
Oh my God, that place is unbelievable. I mean, that was my first time there. We checked out the store as well. I got the whole shebang, got the tour. So it's really cool, you know.
Pausing real quick right before we jump into the meat of this interview with Reggie, because NFL Sundays are only getting better, and so are the incredible offers at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. Check this out. Right now, everyone can earn up to a 100% boost with DraftKings stepped up same game parlays. So go to the DraftKings Sportsbook app, place a same game parlay, and combine multiple bets like which team will win, player props, and point totals. Recently, I did a same game parlay for Villanova's first game of the season, taking the over on the number of points scored and taking Villanova to beat the spread. That turned out well. So with bigger payouts than ever, DraftKings Sportsbook is my go-to when betting on any sport, including the NFL. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the promo code JOMBOY and place a $5 pre-game money line bet to get $200 in free bets if your team wins. That's only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, with code JOMBOY. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
But yeah, going to the vlogs. I mean, I used, as a kid, I was so curious as to what like people would do in their daily lives. And like, I would just queue up like Logan Paul, Jake Paul, whoever. And I would just like go to sleep watching vlogs, you know, because again, like I just wanted to know what these people were doing to put themselves in that position. And like, I just a couple years ago, I was just like, all right, let me get a GoPro. I'll throw some clips together, make a vlog. And I mean, over the years, it's definitely got a little bit better. I'll mm-hmm. use YouTube University, Final Cut Pro tips and all that kind of stuff, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's enjoyable. Everybody's been enjoying it a lot. A lot of the younger kids who are same thing as me, you know, they're like, all right, like, how do we get to this spot? And I think it's also pretty unique because not many people in baseball do that. And like, even my friends, like, they're doing the same thing, but they're like, all right, like, dude, I love watching your vlogs. I love seeing what you're doing. And they're able to give support in that way. So I'm definitely enjoying it. Going to try to upgrade some equipment pretty soon to pump out some more quality content. But yeah, no, it's I'm enjoying it. It's cool.
What's cool about your vlogs is it seems like you're living in a bit of a content house. You're in Arizona mm-hmm. living in the off season, but you got a whole set up in the backyard with turf. I think I saw in one of your vlogs, you're talking to somebody about getting a pitching mound
mm-hmm. yep.
in
so,
the backyard.
Yeah. So my roommate, Mike, he's like a remote training, in-person training. So, I mean, we've pro guys, former big league guys, future big league guys, college guys, high school guys in all the time. We have a pro mound in our backyard. He does all of his training there. Like, it's just a nice hangout spot because we have a nice backyard and a nice area. We're in Arizona. So, I mean, it really worked out well. Yeah, like, Disarm, we have a bunch of content creators coming in and out, which is definitely really cool. A lot of cool people to meet. And, again, a lot of content being pushed out.
It's Jake, we're going to have to put that on our
stopping list.
It's so good, man. Part of the reason we started getting popular was like 2017, we were doing MLB content and they used to take down MLB content and mm-hmm. it was like, whatever, we're moving past that. But dude, this stuff is so cool. Like, and Kelsey, I was drooling before. I was talking about Scottsdale and our trip out there this year and I had a little too much fun and I was jealous of like, dude, what you guys, it's a fun town. Enjoy it. But the baseball vibes that city has all the dudes are there. And like we were driving past houses and it's like, yeah, Matt Chapman lives over there. Yeah. It's like that dude lives over there. And you know, we did a bunch of interviews with guys that like, yeah, you know, Jameson Taillon and Stephen Brawl to get together and throw and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And you're like, that's just so cool. And man, the stuff that you're doing and bringing people into that world, like that's also what's allowed us to be successful and people will eat that up, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Cause I mean, like, you're right. It's like a baseball town. It's insane. Cause like the amount of people that I've met, just like baseball players alone, like it's so cool. Cause like all the fall league guys, whether it be Jordan Lawler, Walker, like anybody, like you just meet them there, you know? So then, I mean, what I'm going to try to do in the future is like open my platform to like, hey, like maybe I bring one of these guys on, open the floor to like Q&A and just kind of implement them as well. Yeah. Like guys who may not be doing it on their own socials, but we have that connection. Like we know each other, we're friends and I could bring them onto mine. So I'm looking forward to doing that as well.
Who were some of the guys? I mean, I know somebody I see in your vlogs a lot is Will Bednar, who I'm an SEC gal. So I'm very familiar with him. But who were the names? This Farm to Fame is a prospect podcast. So that's what we talk about on here. So who were some of the names that you hang out with a lot or you see a lot there that we would probably be familiar with?
Yeah. So like right now, it's either guys who are living here for the off season or we have the rehab group as well. So Will Bednar, he's been there. As far as like the big leaguers, like Brandon Crawford's been in, Luis Gonzalez, but Carson Wisenhunt, he's been there. Yeah. Who else? We got Will Kempner. He was our third rounder. He went to Gonzaga. He has a place out there. So, I mean, it's just a ton of good guys, a lot of new faces that we're meeting. But no, it's a really cool setup. Again, I'm really happy to be out there and I'm able to meet all these guys and kind of hang out with them. But yeah, no, there's a few of the younger guys that will definitely make a bigger name for themselves in the future.
There's Brandon Crawford.
Yeah. That's a big name
does
right
he
there.
Does he walk around pretty tall? Because, I mean, does.
He does.
That dude's got a couple pelts on his wall, I know, man. Right? I mean, I he's – and he's still – like, his year – what was it? 2021. Like, six war season, 895 OPS. Yeah. He fourth in MVP voting in 2021 right? with everything he's done. Like,
crazy.
When that dude rolls through, I mean, are you like – nice to meet you, Mr. Krav. Like, what's your game?
I mean,
like,
I feel like they're so used to that.
You put a shoulder like, into them and
it's
be
all,
like,
yeah, like
the new guys in town.
You have to match them because you can't be a fan because they're used right. to so many fans. So the way you connect with them is like, all right, like, what's up, bro? Like, how we doing? Like, yeah. That's it. Like, it's not they're you don't put them up here. Like,
right.
They're the same level. They appreciate that more, you know? So, like, I mean, I've been fortunate enough to, like, go in there, and I'm talking to him all the time about his family, about what I'm doing for the offseason, stuff like that, you know? Whereas, like, years ago, you're like, oh, my God, Brandon Crawford, like, mm-hmm. here's his baseball card. I'm watching him on TV, and that's like, all right, what's up, dude? Like, how are you doing? You know? So it's a funny shift, but I'm enjoying it.
Good.
What we need to help you with that I heard you talking about is, like, you got to meet Shohei, right? I mean, I feel like this shouldn't be a difficult thing.
Right?
Make happen. But could that be a guy that you walk up to and just say, what's up, bro?
I mean,
or would you be a little starstruck?
I like at this point, yeah, like you meet a lot of people, you know, and a lot of cool people. So obviously you'd have like some, I'd be some starstruck a little bit, but I mean, ultimately like they're people at the end of the day. And that's what I'm realizing a lot more is like, they're just people. They just happen to be really good at a sport and they're on TV, you know? But he's one that I do want to meet because I just want to pick his brain on like how he does it. Cause it's not easy. And, I was able to taste it slightly on the hitting aspect, you know? Mm-hmm. And then we're obviously going to implement the pitching as well pretty soon. But yeah, that's definitely a guy that could be used as a resource.
I know, I half know the answer cause we were just talking about it a little bit, but you're talking about pitching and getting excited for it. Mm. How excited are you to let the big dog eat, man? Cause it's been what? 2021?
Yeah. 2021. October was the last time I was off the mound. In a game, at least.
Wow.
I'm so excited. I mean, I don't even know what to expect.
I'm excited for right? you, man. Thank I'm, you. Like, grinning. Thank you. Like, let's go.
Yeah, no, I literally have no idea what to expect. Like, I told you, like, we ended at the 99-2 range, and, like, it felt like I was flicking in there. Where, like, in the past, I would only top at, like, 94, 95 in a pen anyway, and that was just, like, step and throw, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I don't even know what to expect. We'll see in a few months. But, again, I'm just excited to play again. I was going crazy, just not doing much. But, yeah, no, we'll be full go pretty soon.
So you had Tommy John. Was it your junior year at UConn?
My junior year, yes.
So how long has it been since? Is that 2021? You were drafted as a junior?
Just about a year, a little bit under a year. I think the 16th of this month is my 1 year. So I didn't.
And is that timeline 12 months?
No, for me, it'll be 15 or 16 months. Okay. Just because they say, like, the harder you throw, just it's better to be a little bit safer with it and give yourself a little bit more time. So it'll be the 15, 16-month range, probably, like, a few weeks into spring training.
Something that's interesting about your story is you were a swimmer, and that was your sport. And you didn't even start playing travel ball, until your senior year of high school?
Summer going into senior year.
You were swimming, bro.
I was swimming, dude. Nobody ever expected. Everybody was like, you play football, basketball? Like, no, dude. I was in a pool.
Dude, no wonder you're loving baseball. All right. Man.
I know.
I mean, swim practice.
I know. Brutal. I would
what?
Get up, in high school, I'd get up before school. Oh. It's like 10 degrees out. You go from a warm bed to the cold air.
You're
the
a car's Northeast cold. Guy, too.
Yeah, you get out, you go into the pool area, and then you just get into a cold pool. It's brutal. Huh. But, like, I do have a love for it because even though it was terrible, like, it definitely got my body in shape, got my mind in shape, because I mean, there's nothing that I do now, I know that there will never be anything I do that's as hard as that, you know? So knowing that, I mean, definitely makes everything else so much easier, and it definitely does make me love baseball so much more, because, like, dude, nice weather, hanging out with your friends, playing a fun sport. So it's like, how could you not enjoy that?
And Jake, he's being a little, like, humble about the swimming aspect of his life. I mean, he holds, like, state records in Pennsylvania. He broke a state record with the guy. He went to the freaking Olympics. Did he, like, win a medal at the Olympics?
I don't think he won a medal, but he said it. He set the record for Pennsylvania his senior year. My last year when I set it was my junior year. And then, he swam Penn State, swam the Olympics. So I mean, that was on our radar. That's what we were going for, you know? So
baseball players, athletes, competitors. I got my A-Rod hand out right now, like I'm driving home a point. Have any of your teammates, I don't like using the word dumb, have they been dumb enough to challenge you in the pool yet?
Oh my gosh, I get challenged all the time.
I was going to say, they have to.
Like, they always.
But that's such a mistake.
Oh yeah, they get crushed. But like, it's always in a hotel pool, and they're like, yo, let's go swim, I'll beat you. And like, some of them like have, like, some kids have swing backgrounds. Like Brooks Lee, he's a surfer. Right, and he's like, okay. "Oh, dude, I could definitely be like, no shot." And he'll send me videos of him swimming in his backyard. I'm like, "Dude, just stop! Don't even waste your time."
Do you need them to like build up? Like I had a buddy who was really good one-on-one basketball player growing up, and like this one kid used to always call him out, and I'd be like, "Dude, just go to work against him." Like, "What are you doing?" And he'd be like, "Why would I even risk that?" And like, he doesn't deserve my time. Like, do they need to get on your nerves enough that you're like, all right, now I'm going to whoop you? Or are you excited? Anyone can get it at any time.
Anybody can get it anytime. Okay. Cause it was to the point where like, yeah, like in the past, all right, ask me. I'm like, fine. But then it's gotten to the point where like, I know they'll never stop asking unless I do it. So I just bite the bullet and do it anyway. You know? So it's funny. I usually give them like, I mean, hotel pools are obviously small. So I'll give them like halfway and then I'll go maybe even more. They like the second system. So like, all right, count to five, and then you'll come. And they're like, all right, whatever, dude. Yeah.
Jake, have we started looking at spring training houses yet? Because can I request that there's a pool at one of them? Because I would pay.
Let's do it.
I would pay to see you too.
I mean,
let's do it.
It's, I don't know if it's seconds. I don't know if it's half a pool length. Like
we can figure it out.
I don't do great in water in general, so like that. You might beat me and then have to save my life.
Yeah,
so,
that's all right.
We'll see.
We can figure it out. We can figure it out.
Well, we for sure, every spring training, we get houses. We have like a little content house. We do it for the All-Star game as well. And it's like just so much fun. The different games that we do, and just big leaguers come out, ball players come out and just hang out. So we'll have to have you out at the spring training house this year.
Yeah,
but
definitely,
if we go to kind of like the start of your story at UConn, how did you end up at UConn? Who else were you recruited by, and were you recruited for swimming as much as you were baseball, or what was that like?
So the swimming recruiting started, I think, my junior season, because swimming is just so much easier. Like, one, the reason why baseball started so late was because swimming was just so much cheaper compared to baseball. And also, it's like, unlike baseball, like swimming, you could just, you have your times, and schools just look at your times and like, all right, like this kid's good. And they can just watch a video on YouTube. Whereas like baseball, it's not that simple. Like usually they feel a lot better if they go see the kid once, twice, three times, and have a larger sample size to look at. But yeah, I mean, for swimming, I think the recruiting started in my junior year. And then, I mean, it was shut down quickly because right after my junior year, I was like, hey, like I'm done with swimming. But what happened was, we ended up finding a travel team, and we worked together to figure out the price and stuff like that. So I got with the team, and what happened was they told me to put an A-list and B-list and a C-list of schools that I want to go to. And like, again, I have no idea what college baseball is like, who's good, who's not good, how good I am, like nothing. So I just typed in like top 25 best baseball schools. A list of 60 came up, 20, 40, 60, A-list, B-list, C-list, sent it to the coach, and he reached out to them. And then my first tournament was in Massachusetts. Like the first two games, I had like 10 schools there. I was like, what the heck? Like, this is insane. I'm like, there's no way this is going on. So then UConn happened to be one of them. They called me afterwards. That we started the conversations. And then, like, not many people know this, but a week or two later, they reached out. They're like, hey, what are your thoughts? We're still here. And I pretty much just shut them down in the nicest way possible. But right away, like, I didn't know, like, I thought I had to let them know right there. So I was like, hey, like, I appreciate it. I was looking to go to school down south, yada, yada, yada. And it didn't really, like, it went over well, but to my coach, it didn't go over well because I just didn't know what I was doing. But we were in communication the whole summer. And then that's when my name started to get some traction, started talking to SEC schools, ACC schools. I was talking to Missouri, Virginia, South Carolina. I talked to Vanderbilt when I was in Tennessee playing there. So, I mean, it was just so much going on. I mean, the second weekend of travel ball, I think the Phillies came to see me. So I'm like, dude, I had no intentions of playing pro ball in my life. And now 2 weeks really into baseball, like I have pro scouts coming. I'm like, this makes no sense right now. But yeah, I mean, you fast forward, I'm in the fall of senior year. I'm the only kid out of my friends that aren't committed for kids that are going to all these schools, and then committed in October. And for me, I did not feel as though I was ready to make a big jump like the SEC. I was telling them earlier, it's like you hear the horror stories about them bringing in so many kids and like kids just are forgotten about, you know? And I just wanted to go somewhere that would work with me, knowing that I'm new to this. They'd work with developing, like give me time, you know? And I got to campus. I developed pretty quickly. I got my reps. Things started to take off. Had a good freshman year. There were like 13 games. So I was like a freshman All-American. And then COVID shut everything down. Went back sophomore year. Had a good season. Pitched a little bit. Hit majority of the season. Junior year, injury. Didn't play at all. And now we're here. So
here it is.
Connecticut, dude.
Couple things. I just remembered this was in my desk, and I just texted everyone out there, get me my UConn jersey.
That's too good.
You don't even realize, and maybe you do, like how good that thought process truly is. Like, because there's a lot of people, you know, you get into that athlete mentality, right? And it's like, kill, go, like, be the best. Like, you know, and I think for you, the story would have worked out either way. Like if you had gone down to Vandy and go doors and all that, my fiance is a Vandy girl. So I kind of got you covered all around right now. sorry, Kels, no LSU today. That's so smart. So I don't even have more of a speech to build you up on that, but it obviously worked. And dude, off mic, I told you, like, San Francisco Giants, man, that is, even if you landed with another team, I'd probably give some BSE speech and be like, yeah, you know, you'd hit a ton of homers there and, like, give you something like that. But, dude, everything I hear from the Giants organization, like, you went at it a smart way, and I think that stuff just pays off in life,
thank
man.
You.
Like,
I appreciate that.
You kind of know, but you're going to find out more in the coming years and go Huskies.
A quick pause in our conversation here because this show is sponsored by BetterHelp Therapy Online. There are days that you wish your life came with a user manual, like when you order IKEA furniture and it's bang, bang, plug and play. It's not possible in real life with a user manual, but BetterHelp Online Therapy is basically the next best thing. There are so many benefits that not only affect athletes in the sports world, but can impact everybody on a larger scale. Skills to learn in coping, self-empowerment, dealing with trauma, and more. There are so many benefits to therapy, and everybody deserves to feel their maximum, their best. BetterHelp makes it easier to get started. It's the world's largest therapy service because they've matched millions of people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists 100% online. It's more convenient, more accessible, and more affordable. So just fill out the brief questionnaire and it'll match you with a therapist. If things aren't clicking, you can easily switch at any time. No waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching. So get unstuck with BetterHelp. Learn more and save 10% on your first month at BetterHelp.com/fame. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/fame. Back to the episode.
That's right.
No, I don't know if you would have met this person yet, but have you met Matt Daniels with the Giants?
Yes, you know Matt.
So he's from my hometown.
No
so
way.
Like we've been buds forever. I meant to text him today and say that we were having you on, but he's, what's his title? The coordinator of pitching science?
Coordinator, I think, or something like that. Yeah, like, I don't know if it's the numbers and stuff. I don't know what the official title is, but the coordinator of something.
Yeah.
He was there for, like, the first couple of weeks that the draft guys were there, just kind of giving us the rundown and stuff. But he's awesome. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he has that driveline brain.
Yep, he does. He does.
So, okay, so when you were in high school, we were talking about you being recruited. Were people more impressed with, at that age, your hitting or your pitching?
Definitely my hitting, I think. I got a strong arm, but I wouldn't say like I was a pitcher. I was definitely just a thrower, and people knew that. Like I would go out on the mound and I had no idea what I was doing whatsoever. Because that's like I made the area code team and the East Coast Pro team, but like when I got the invitation for the tryouts, like, I had no idea what it was. Mm-hmm. And I went there, everybody was committed. I was like, there's no shot I'm making this team. Like out there, there's all these dudes here committed to SEC, ACC. I'm like, I'm uncommitted. I just started. There's no shot. But I guess I was decent enough to make it. But yeah, I was definitely, I think, looked at more as a hitter at that point. But I think people were just looking at what I could potentially become when mm-hmm. I got like hands-on coaching and just got more reps.
So out of high school, drafted by the Royals, we go to UConn. Out of UConn, we're drafted 30th overall by the Giants. And I don't really know how the draft process works, but when you were meeting with teams, was it important for you to express to these organizations like, hey, I want to pursue both?
Definitely, because many teams wanted me to do both, but there were the few where like, hey, put the bat down. We'll hold off on the pitching, you know? And it's one of those things where like I am passionate about doing both. And if you think like my baseball career, I don't know baseball without doing both, you know? Yeah. So it's one of those things where that was definitely something I had to be vocal about. And we had to be strategic on how we're going to handle those meetings. Cause I mean, for me, the meetings, that was my season. Cause I didn't play at all since I got injured, leading up to the draft. So like the meetings, that was my shot at like communicating with these guys, like, hey, like you should not be alarmed. Like we'll be fine. Mm-hmm. It's just it's a minor bump in the road, but ultimately like we're looking for the future. And that's why like I'm super thankful for the Giants, because like I didn't have to say it to them. Like they already got it, you know, yeah. And they're willing to give me the chance to do both. And if it works, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And that's the reality of the sport that we play, you know? But yeah, I mean, I'm excited to get going with both. Yeah, so we'll see how it goes.
Draft day.
Yeah. Draft
day. I mean, give me the morning. Like, are we nervous all day? Are we high? We've got the outfit picked out. Like,
so I was at home for draft day. They invited me like 3 weeks prior to go to LA, but I just wanted to have my family there, family, friends, stuff like that, you know? And draft day was just many emotions.
Yeah.
Right. Cause I was like, all right, I have no idea. Like, there's nobody was throwing a bone. Like, I had no clue.
Nothing.
So I wake up, have a meeting.
Nothing.
Like,
you legitimately don't know the teams that are like.
We have an idea, but like at that point, you do know, but you have an idea, but you don't. And like for me, especially as a player, you're like, all right, I want to know. Like, I really want to know. Not just like play these games of like, hey, we have some interest. Like, obviously, everybody's interest because you've met with everybody. So that's you do, but you don't. So draft day, I talked to two teams before the draft. I'm like, what is going on? Like the day of. So I talked to two teams the day of. I'm like, what is going on right now? I was starting to get like upset. I was like, oh my God, like, how am I only talking to two teams?
Yeah.
Are we serious? So draft hits. People are like, picks are going on and on and on.
What's the early, like, be real. What's the earliest you think you're going in this draft?
I have no clue. Like if I played, it obviously would have been a different story, but small sample size, didn't play an inning of baseball leading up to the draft.
That's tough.
Like,
dude,
I'd been playing for a couple of years. So it's like, you look at all these things and I'm like, I have no clue how this could play out. That's what I committed to Tennessee because I had to plan for the scenario where I went back to school and ultimately I was going to go elsewhere. But like, dude, it literally ranged from like pick 10 to pick 120. So I'm like, I have no idea where I could fall. I just want to get picked and just move on. So when I found out, first call we got was, I think, around pick 20. It was for, like, pick 32. And then a little bit after that, we got a call for pick 28. And then a little bit after that for 30. And, like, it was rapid fire, you know? So when I knew about the Giants, I think it was pick 25 or 26. And that was the worst part of the day. Because when I was like, all right, yes, like, we accept it. All right, move on. And from waiting from pick 26 to 30, that was, like, the longest moment of my life. Because the pick is in. And then from 29 to 30, I don't know what was going on, but there were 30 commercials. And I'm like, dude, like, are they trying to buy time? Did they screw something up? They call the wrong person? I'm like, oh, my God. So then I obviously texted my friends afterwards. I'm like, yo, turn on TV. Like, we're going. And then it was literally like 10 minutes. I'm like, what is going on? Then they called my name. I was like, all right, I'm good. Like, thank God it's over with. And then more bridges to cross after that. But I mean, again, it was just a roller coaster of emotions. I was definitely mad at some points, happy at others, but it worked out really well.
Damn.
I want to know about your mama.
She's the same as me. Like my whole family, we're just here. Like, yeah. And like me, I guess.
So
that,
is Jake.
That day, yeah. Like that day, that was definitely a little bit more. Like there were points where I was not talking to anybody. I was closed off. And that's rare, you know. Same with my family. They're here. You know, like I don't like, I think there were, like maybe a few people were crying. My mom wasn't crying. She's like, yeah, like cool. Like, I'm like, oh, you don't feel anything.
Come on,
like,
mom.
Yeah, but they were obviously super happy and they were excited. But yeah, no, it was an unbelievable experience. I was so happy I was able to be there with my family and they really experienced that. That was the cooler part. Obviously getting drafted is awesome and stuff, but like being able to see like just have my family go through that moment with me and like on TV and stuff like that. That was by far the coolest moment.
Mm-hmm. Kels, you got more baseball stuff? Cause I'm about to derail it off the field. Cause
Jake, all we do is derail.
I got to know more about the guy. Like, what are we watching TV shows? Are we a movie? Like what, if it's not baseball, what's happening? All
right. If it's not baseball, I feel like it's something pertaining to baseball, but like what I've realized is the off season is no joke. It's like, I'm from the field from like 9 to 12 and I have nothing to do. And I'm like, all right, how am I going to fill this time? So I got some golf clubs.
Okay.
So I just got some golf clubs. I went to Top Golf, had a good day. I wasn't thinking about anything. Went back again, started working on stuff, trash. And then I was like, all right, dude, like, I can't be bad at this. So then I went to Dick's right afterwards, got wiffle balls, got these like flat, I don't even know.
Oh, you're gone, dude.
I'm gone.
You're gone. All right.
I'm gone. Because the manager
Send
came over.
Send him a blitzball package, Jake.
Yeah. Like the manager came over. He's like, you getting started? Or he saw my club. He's like, you've been doing this for a while. I was like, no, I just got started. He's
the
like,
Dick's manager? Is that what you're talking about?
No, right? the Top Golf.
The Top Golf. Okay, Top Golf manager. Yeah. Okay.
No, Top Golf floor manager. And I'm like, no, dude, I just started. He's like, you got started in a terrible hobby. I'm like, oh, that's the last thing I want to hear right now. But, trying to get going with that. I've been going to yoga like every other day, every couple of days. I think I got a membership at Lifetime, so I'll go there, work out, do some yoga, all that good
just
stuff.
Just like a regular flow class?
Class. I mean, it's like heated. It's like 95 degrees.
Okay.
So get a little sweat.
That's where you got to be, man. Right? I messed around with the Bikram for a while. Sometimes that's a different thing because like super hot. You do the same stuff every time, so you kind of get that competitive with yourself if you're about that because you're like, okay, okay, give me a little more. But that warm yoga, that's nice.
It's nice. It's nothing too crazy because I'm still doing stuff at the complex. Yeah. Nothing too crazy. Get some yoga in. It's good. I'm enjoying it. But golf, been doing that. And then just like trying to like collab with my friends, hang out. Again, we have a lot of dudes coming in and out, which is really cool. But yeah, I'm just trying to make the most of Scottsdale. There's obviously a lot of resources, a lot of people to meet out there. So I'm just trying to make the most of my time. I hate just like sitting around. Like I'm not a TV guy. I'll occasionally watch a movie, but like not too often.
You got the itch. Like you got to be doing something.
I have to be doing something. Okay. So I feel like it's just like if I'm watching, like I don't like to waste time. You know, especially like if I'm in Scottsdale. Oh my God! Like there's a lot of stuff to do. Like a lot of like productive things. Whereas like if I'm at PA. And I'm at home, and it's like 20 degrees, and there's absolutely nothing to do in my area. I'm like, all right, maybe I'll just throw in a movie.
Dude, I keep forgetting you're from the Northeast. That makes so much sense, man.
Yeah, yeah. the high's still there. Like, I'm still, like, enjoying it. Where, like, people from Arizona are like, oh, dude, like, weather's, like, okay. I'm like, dude, what do you mean?
I've been mentally preparing for the next 4 months to be inside.
Right?
Yeah. And you're in Scottsdale, dude.
I know. I go in my backyard. Like, I used to do yoga out there. Like, it's turf. Like, I mean... Yeah. Can't beat that, man. Come on.
Are you wanting to like continue the content stuff? Like, is that
definitely
where do you want that to go?
I mean, I feel like it's such a tool as long as you use it well. And like, I know so many people, and like, who would I be to just waste that? You know, so that, like I said before, it's like I'm trying to brainstorm on how I could bring other people in, all my friends, like people from different realms, like musicians. Like I know like musicians, hockey players, like just random people, you know. Mm-hmm. And like I said before, like I think I'm going to do something where like it's like an open floor Q&A to where like I get one of my friends on where ultimately you don't know how many times you're ever going to be on like a live stream Q&A. But I'm like, yo, like hop on this. You give them 30 minutes to an hour, open the floor to people. And then it just brings in a bunch of people. And I mean, you can learn and like kind of build a connection with certain people that you really wouldn't normally be able to.
Have you mixed it up with any like baseball influencers yet? Like I saw Steven Knez messing around your Instagram.
Yeah,
he's a good dude.
He wants to come to the house pretty soon. D-Sarm was just over a couple weeks ago. Ryan Nakajima, he does the youth prospects. He was just over. But we're going to try to get Jackson Olsen out. Sam Carlson's out there. So, I mean, like a bunch of people that we could collab with. So it just comes down to who won, obviously, and then what kind of content you would make. Because I'm trying to branch away from just vlogs. I'm still not to the point yet where I could like set a camera up on TikTok and like I'm not gonna like dance, but like just do a trend. Yeah. I'm not there yet. I'm a big like just like take pictures from my camera roll and follow those trends. But I'm trying to figure it out, trying to brainstorm. But I do want to grow my socials. Because obviously it's a tool, but I want like to have a connection with fans as well, which will be super fun.
You met some good people today for that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, maybe. What else you got, Kels?
Well, I mean, I was going to go more baseball, but we don't have to. I was going to ask about rookie ball, but I feel like we covered a lot of the baseball stuff.
Crushed.
Always. Was there anything that you want to like promote or talk about specifically?
I mean, nothing to promote, really. I mean, you can follow my Instagram. I'm Reggie Crawford. You can follow my YouTube, which is Reggie Crawford. But, I mean, nothing other than that, honestly.
You a Twitter guy at all?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter. Okay. It's just at Reggie Crawford. And then, yeah, Twitter. I mean, you could go on my Snapchat. I post some stuff up there on there. Reggie_Crawford. So I have a thing. Yeah, I have a thing with Snapchat.
I've been out of the game for a while.
Really?
I mean, back in my day, Snapchat was like...
Yeah, no.
Yeah. It was a different Snapchat.
No. Yeah.
You wanted that stuff to go away.
Right? Yeah. No, they have some influencer stuff on there. So, like, I post however many stories, how many real or spotlights. So, yeah, Reggie_Crawford for that. But, yeah, just my typical socials.
How long are you in New York for? Why are you in New York?
So, I'm on the East Coast because my girlfriend, she plays volleyball at UConn.
Okay.
And it's her senior weekend coming up. Look at that. There's a jersey. She plays volleyball, so it's her senior weekend, and I haven't been able to get to a game yet. And so I've been in Arizona and wanted to come over for, I think I'm here for like 9 days. I head back Tuesday. But yeah, the guys at XL, we just planned some stuff. So I drove down 2 hours. We got a jam-packed day, got some stuff tomorrow, and then I'm going to head back to campus before she kills me for being away with the only time we got right now.
Super quick break here. Right before we wrap up this episode, just check out this trailer from our Blitzball Battle 2 on Warehouse Games right here.
Wait, I got one more that I want before we let you go. Obviously, Shohei, pitcher, hitter. Mm-hmm. Who are the dudes you look at in MLB right now and you're like, I want that?
I mean, definitely Shohei. I mean, Julio Rodriguez is like, the stuff he's doing for the game is just like, man, it's insane, you know? Like, I feel like those two guys, I mean, obviously Judge too.
Yeah.
But like those three guys are like really bringing a ton of attention to the game, which I think like that's what baseball needs. And that's why I'm trying to do that with my socials and just like just something new, something fun, something exciting. But yeah, those are definitely three of the top guys that I look at. Shohei, I mean, does both. Julio, he does all the social media stuff. And he's obviously a beast. And I mean, Judge, he's just nasty and he's huge. So who doesn't like that, you know?
Who were you a fan of growing up? Were you Phillies or Pirates or?
Everybody in my area is Phillies. I was definitely a Phillies fan just because, like, I'd go to Reading Phillies games. That's our Double-A team. And, like, I'd sometimes go to the Philadelphia Phillies games. But, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm in the area, and that's the closest team. And I'm on, I just, like, monkey see, monkey do. Like, oh, these are Phillies fans? I'm in the area. I'll be a Phillies fan, too. But, recently it's just I kind of look at players and – like who I want to kind of model myself after, who carries themselves well, and what I could pick and choose from certain people and what they do that I could implement in my game.
I know you said you focus more on players, and you're obviously not a Phillies fan because you're in the Giants organization, but was it cool to see them in the World Series this year?
Oh, definitely. Because like all my friends were there too. So like I'll see it on their Snapchats or their Instagrams, mm-hmm. and it's like it was insane. Like Philly needed that really badly.
Yeah.
I'm just so curious to see what it looked like if they won. Yeah. But I mean it was like Philly would have burned down. But like no, it was so cool what they did. And like I mean, you see it on Instagram, like there were so many clips on Instagram, like the place would go crazy. Like yeah. Bryce Harper, like yeah. like that was really cool to see. Because I mean the way I think is like not tons going on in Pennsylvania, but that was something that was like really, really exciting that was happening.
Six four two fifty.
Yeah,
jeez.
You
waiting yesterday? Yep.
Oh my gosh!
Whoa! Yep.
I know that the 235.
How much y'all to stand up next to each other?
We'll get a wide shot. Yeah. We'll get a wide shot to close
it up. Oh man! But yeah, getting okay. up there. So okay. that was from like 2 years ago. Everybody keeps using that. I'm like, we haven't got an updated thing yet.
But, yeah, your baseball reference says 235.
I know. But
reach out.
Yeah, seriously, we got to update that somewhere.
Well, I mean, we can't thank you enough for coming on. I hope you enjoyed your time at HQ. And I mean, we're going to be following along with you closely.
Thank you so much.
What a cool story, man. And we'll be rooting for you. And I know you're enjoying your time in Arizona, but keep pumping out the content. I like the length of the vlogs.
They're very consumable.
I didn't want
it to be too long, too short. You know, I'm trying to learn, you know, and
yeah.
like feedback like that definitely helps. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. I like the length.
Thank you. But thank you guys so much for having me on here. This is a good time. I really appreciate it. So thank you.
Thank you, man.
Hey, well, we appreciate it so much. We'll be following along, but thank you guys so much for watching and listening. Jake, thanks for coming on, man. It's been a while.
It's been too long. I love Farm to Fame. You know I do.
I know. You're a farmer. BBD?
Yeah.
How you doing down there, bud? Thank you.
Chilling.
Love you guys.
We love you, BBD. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Farm on, farm often. Peter will eventually be back. We will see you guys next Wednesday.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.